a study published in the British Medical Journal observed that there are higher incidences of various cardiovascular diseases in areas significantly affected by aeroplane noise. It's a good, small study, and they've tried to account for some of the confounders, the factors that might affect that result: ethnicity, sex, age, socioeconomic background, and so forth. But the headlines did what headlines do. Ealing Today went with "Living under a flight path can damage your health," and The Independent, "Why living near an airport could be bad for your health." So we went to statistician Professor Kevin McConway from the Open University, and I asked him what we can really conclude from that study.
Well, in a sense, we can't conclude anything for sure. I mean, all they really found was that if you live in areas where there's more noise, and if we kind of allow for various differences between those areas, the people who live in those areas, taken as a whole, are more likely to have heart disease and strokes. What we can't conclude directly from what they did is that aircraft noise is really bad for you. In fact, we can't conclude it's bad for you at all. We can just say there's an indication it might well be, and we ought to look further at it, which is what they say in the paper.
So the paper itself is fine, but the reporting of nuanced findings, where do the faults come in? How does it translate from being a nuanced paper into being dramatic headlines?
I think the problem is that it's difficult to get a nuanced conclusion into a headline. Aircraft noise might be bad for you or it might not. You know, it kind of doesn't sound very good. And it's kind of indefinite. People want certainty. And I think you have to be conscious of the process by which the newspaper headline is produced. Now, in the press release for this story, which I've seen, it gave the ifs and buts to a certain extent. It said, well, you know, they found this relationship between noise and heart disease and strokes, but they really don't know that that's causal. And they reported that fairly in the press release. But then it gets into the paper and there's another filtering process.
And when it gets into the paper, some of the reports and some of the headlines that we've heard have made one of the classic errors, which is to confuse correlation with causation. So we see a relationship in the paper between aircraft noise and an increase in cardiovascular disease. But what does that mean? It doesn't mean that they're causing one another.
Well, it doesn't mean for sure that they're causing one another. A possibility is that one's causing the other. So you can't say, well, these two things are correlated, but it isn't the case that one's causing the other, because you don't know that definitely either. It might well be the case that aircraft noise does cause these diseases, but it might not be.